Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:13 now on this Thursday morning. It'll be a nicer day today than it was yesterday. Less of a chance for rain. Tomorrow is going to be a steady rain all day long. Then as we get into the Mother's Day weekend, you're talking about a 50-50 shot at showers, and it's going to be hot and humid as it is every Mother's Day weekend. What is a screwworm? Are they as bad as they sound? I think they are. Christine Navarre joins us now, an extension veterinarian with the LSU Ag Center. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Tell me about screwworms. What in the heck is that?
Yeah, so the primary screwworm that we're also concerned about is a special case because it's basically a maggot. So it's a fly that lays eggs in wounds. But in this case, it doesn't need, like, decaying flesh, so an infected wound or something like that. It can lay eggs in just normal tissue. And then it can, once those eggs hatch into the larva can actually burrow into normal tissue, which is very, very, you know, it can be deadly. So it's not here, but it has been slowly marching up from Central America. It's now in very southern Mexico. And so we definitely need to be on the lookout for this pest.
Is this a new species of worm or something? Or did we at one point have these things under control and then stop and they're coming back? Take me through that.
Yeah, so we actually had them in the U.S. Back. It was eradicated from the U.S. in the 60s. And then it was slowly beat back. And then they've been trying to keep it basically a barrier around the Panama Canal. Mm-hmm. But it escaped that barrier and has been slowly marching up. In 2016, there were some cases in Key Deer in the Keys, the Florida Keys, and there was a release of the sterile flies. That's how you control it, and that was controlled. But we don't want to take the chance of it getting in this country.
Wait, release of sterile flies. What?
Yeah, so if you release sterile male flies, then the females can't. They'll breed with those flies, and they can't lay eggs. And so that's how you basically eradicate it, or take it out of an area.
So you don't use poison or insecticide. You sterilize the males?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you sterilize the flies, and I mean you do use insecticide. So we've got cattle that. And other livestock that come across the border in from Mexico into the U.S. at USDA inspection stations, and they're inspected, but they're actually treated a few times with insecticides before they're, and then again after they're across the border, just to make sure. But you don't really want to rely on that. You want to make sure that you try to eliminate the population of those flies.
So this starts with a fly, is how it starts, or is
yep.
or the worm, or how does it take me through the life cycle of this?
Yeah, so just like, you know, we get, you know, maggots in our garbage can or maggots, you know, in a wound of an animal or even people, it starts with a fly, and those flies lay eggs, and then the maggots, they hatch into the little larva, which we call maggots, and so these are... The only difference in these is that they're very aggressive and will burrow into normal tissue.
So what animals are at risk from these things?
Every mammal. And so livestock, pets, it's rare in people, but it can occur in people. Wildlife, so we, you know, are concerned about wildlife potentially coming across the border, especially if it gets further north into Mexico. So, you know, anyone traveling to an area that would have this, you know, just take general precautions on, you know, personal hygiene. Make sure that if you bring a pet in from another country, you know, you're going to have to follow some regulations from USDA on importing those animals. And those are all there for not just for the screwworm, but for other diseases that we don't want to bring in.
So the fly bites a healthy animal, or there has to be some kind of diseased tissue?
No, in this case, why it's so bad is it doesn't need diseased tissue. So it can, so they don't really bite. They just they deposit their eggs in moist tissue. So they can deposit their eggs in, you know, like the, your eyes where there's, you know, in livestock, you know, where there's, tear film in the eyes, in the umbilicus of baby, calves, you know, any open, moist area, these flies can deposit the eggs. And then if they hatch, then, you know, again, and they're not found immediately, they can burrow into normal tissue.
So how did we keep a barrier against these things in Central America?
So there's, yeah, so there's a sterile fly facility in Panama, in Central America. And the idea was if we could keep them below that area, then, you know, they can't march their way north, but they somehow escape that. And, you know, once they're out there, it's very difficult. You know, if one animal, you know, one fly can deposit thousands of eggs. And so, and then if those are allowed to hatch, then you have more flies. And so it's just, it kind of grows exponentially. So that's why it's such a concern, is we really want to help Mexico. So USDA and Mexico have a joint agreement, because if we help Mexico get rid of it, then that helps us never have it again.
Let me take a break here, because I got a lot of questions, and I'm gonna stop coming to work, Doctor, because it seems like every time I come to work, I find out something new. If it's not bird flu, it's something else. Now I'm hearing about screw worms, which I'm looking at pictures of this thing here, and Lord Almighty, you don't want that to happen.
We don't want it to happen.
No, how do we need, do we have the resources? We'll talk about this when we come back, the resources that we need to prevent this from happening, and is this a national effort or a state-by-state effort? And holy moly, I'm looking at a picture of a deer with a screwworm infection, and it's like the size of a hubcap where the worms are eating the deer, and it's, I don't mean to talk about this at the breakfast hour, but it is something that, and we'll talk about the economic effects as well if we don't get this under control. When we come back, we're talking about screwworms with Dr. Christine Navarre, extension veterinarian with the LSU Ag Center. Let's take a look at traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Christine Navarre, extension veterinarian with the LSU Ag Center, about screwworms that, man, just when you thought it was safe. I'm going to tell you what, doctor. So let's talk about getting ahead of this, because it seems like it's a lot harder to get rid of than it is to prevent in the first place, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's why the sterile fly release is so important, because that does have the potential to eradicate it. And so we've got to stay on top of that. And again, USDA and Mexico have a joint venture to do just that.
So is everybody getting along when it comes to this? And is the funding there? And do the necessary people realize how important this is, and how you can't let it get out of hand?
Yes, I can tell you that the necessary people, so Secretary of Ag Rollins has been very involved in this issue, and they, you know, yeah, Mexico understands the seriousness of this as much as we do. And so, you know, funding is always an issue for everything. And so we've got to get the funding there. But we're working on it. And I think we just want people, because it's such a serious issue, and we want people just to be aware of it. And when you're, you know, We don't share a border with Mexico, but it has, you know, it's come into the Keys. We didn't know how it got there. Mm-hmm. So we just want people to be diligent. And if they see something, say something.
But it comes through flies, right? So I don't know how you keep that.
It can come in flies, but it can also come with animal importations. And, okay. You know, we can control the animals as much as possible, but we need to, you know, wildlife is a potential source that could come across. You know, they go back and forth. They don't really understand the borders. So that's a potential that it could come across in wildlife, too.
So is there any kind of, like, when it comes to protecting the food supply, is there any kind of vaccine that you give cattle for this or not?
No, there's no vaccine, and it's really not a food safety problem other than, you know, if it would get in the U.S., it would have a devastating effect on our potentially on our cattle population. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, we might have less food and more expensive food. That's why if you look at the economic impact, it's huge. And so it might be huge to prevent it, but it's a whole, you know, it's a fraction of the cost of trying to deal with it from an economic standpoint.
So once a mammal gets these things, can you treat the mammal? I guess for a human being, is there treatment available?
Yeah. So there's common insecticides that, you know, are approved that are used for other things every day that, so it is treatable. Yes. You just have to catch it very early.
And in an animal, you would treat it or you would destroy the animal?
It would depend. I mean, if you find an animal that is obviously, in dire circumstances and not going to live, then you can euthanize that animal. But there, it's very treatable. It's just that it's very difficult to recognize before it gets really bad because they're just very aggressive.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you about this?
I'm at about a 5. You know, we've got things in place to take this back, but you never want to let your guard down. So.
Yeah. I wanted to hear 2, but that's okay.
That's our job.
Yeah, I wanted to hear 2, but you're being honest. That's all right. Thank you, Dr. Christine Navarre, Extension Veterinarian with the LSU Ag Center. Just when you thought you'd heard it all, screw worms coming in from Central America, maybe. And how do you treat them? You sterilize the males. 7:30, we'll talk with Colin Arnold when we come back about the city and hurricane preparedness week and rain and so forth. Right now, we pause for WWL First News.